To another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Jeray Williams. And y'all see us now. You see I got the video going. So I hope y'all take time to look at us on YouTube. And so today y'all see my special guest. I have Jasmine here. Introduce yourself, Jasmine.
I'm Jasmine. I am a mom, a wife. I'm based in Los Angeles. I have a lifestyle blog called Daily Dose of Luxury, and I have a one-year-old. So I am new to the mom space, navigating stuff, and I am just trying to figure out things on this side of life.
Yes. Y'all, did y'all hear that? Luxury. So even this is all way off topic, but what does luxury mean to you? Because I know that's what you...
For me, okay, and we're gonna real life this because my son is up. For me, luxury. So I like to joke that my aunt put me on a luxury. So when I was younger, it was always like cars and things. But as I got older, I realized that it was more the experience of stuff. So not necessarily always the materials, but like the experience, the convenience. I just really enjoy the little things, making things super special. Like, you know, I'll drink my orange juice in a wine glass, or, you know, I have certain pens that I use. Like, I want the gold pen. I want the one that's a little bit heavier. So really just making an experience out of, I feel like, the everyday things that we kind of take for granted. It's like, you know, you live your life, we're on autopilot, we're making dinner, you know, writing our grocery list, things of that nature. And it's like, well, how can I make that not feel so boring, regular, mundane, if you will? So I just try to use little pieces of my day to elevate those regular day-to-day experiences. So I'm all about the little stuff, little sticky notes, just so many different things that I love to do to just really make what I'm doing feel a little more special to me, especially as a mom. So luxury. The experience.
I love that. Luxury is an experience, because it doesn't necessarily mean you have to go out there and spend all this money, but it's just about using what you have and elevate it. So, like, if you want to drink, instead of putting your drink in a cup, put your juice in a glass. Like, you know, it's just those little things. So, I like that vibe.
Exactly. 100%.
So, now y'all can get back on top. I just had to ask that, because, you know, you see luxury a lot online, and you're like, okay, so what does that actually mean? But, yeah, so how... Tell us about your motherhood journey. So I know you mentioned you had a smooth pregnancy before we start talking, but yeah, tell us about your pregnancy journey to your postpartum experience and to where you are now.
So pregnancy, so it's actually funny. So my girlfriends and I, we used to joke like that we had a pregnancy pact. So in 2021, they all got pregnant, like I would say that year, not end of the year. So they all got pregnant and I didn't. And at the time I was like, what? Like, first of all, nobody even told me that trying was gonna be as much of a like situation. So it took us about 6 months trying. So at that point that was like starting in 2021, going into 2022. And at the time I didn't really understand why I had to wait. I was at my old job. Wasn't a place that I wanted to be, especially not pregnant. Made me feel like nervous for what my pregnancy would be like. I used to work in a completely male dominated business, if you will, not even industry, but business. It was real estate. And I just knew that I couldn't be pregnant there and have a good experience. They were super needy and it just wasn't a good space. So I knew in the grand scheme of things, that was why, you know, God had me wait. So once I got pregnant, first of all, I didn't even know I was pregnant. I got pregnant in February. And by the time I found out, I was already a month and some change in. And like, it's so funny because the week that I found out, we had went out with our friends like that following Sunday. So I found out March 25th that I was pregnant. And I was like, man, like, I'm just so tired this week. Like, we were out drinking, like, just having a really good time. And I was just like, man, like, I can't be that tired from, like, you know, going to a comedy show and, like, hanging out with our friends. But I was just exhausted. Come to find out, I was pregnant, which I was, of course, super excited about. You know, pregnancy was super smooth for the most part. I definitely had like a preconceived notion of what I thought it would look like, what I thought it would be. I feel like my girlfriends had really good pregnancies too, so like that was also encouraging. And then they were all pregnant at the same time, so it was just like nice to see, you know, black women like really enjoying pregnancy, like still, you know, out and about. Like none of us really had any like complications or anything, so that was super encouraging. Everything was good. We wanted a home birth. So, I mean, like, my husband and I had been like talking about that since before we were even trying. So, for the most part, I would really say like everything went exactly how I wanted it to. I had my home birth. It was very quick. My son was very much ready, like, you know, very much his personality. Like, I'm ready to be here. So, I used to joke too, like in the light of luxury, I used to joke like I'm gonna be wearing heels to my birth. And it's so funny
I'm
because,
cracking up.
listen, because the Sunday that I had him, so I ended up having him at like 2 in the morning, which would have made it Monday. But that Sunday, I went to church, like I had heels on, like full face of makeup, like the whole thing. Like, mind you, I'm like definitely was most likely in labor that whole day. You know, everything went really well, so I would say all of that was perfect. And then postpartum came, and I feel like having a nice birth, if you will, made me ease into postpartum really easily. But after the fact, I was like, wait a minute, wait a minute. I was like, y'all didn't say it was gonna be like this. And from just like healing and just, you know, the experience of even like using the bathroom after, like everything was just so different. And it's like, oh, you know, people look so cute pregnant, and it's always like, oh, bump style and this whole like thing. But it's like really, you know, having a child is like a real, I mean, you know, it's like a real, it's a real thing. So, I think I was just like shocked about a lot of stuff, how long trying could take. What postpartum even like was, like what that meant, like what it looked like. There was just so many things that I was just like, what does that even mean? So, I learned a lot, and it's one of those things where I feel like I just had to figure out what I needed for myself, what was gonna be best for me in my healing journey, what it looked like for my husband and I, as far as like our household, the type of help that we had, etc. And it was really just an experience. That's the best way to put it. It's an experience that I feel like no one really, not that they couldn't have told me about, but it's like I just really needed to see for myself to really know what it was gonna be like. So,
Yes, I
what did
think
I
that
see?
so many people, like, well, not even people, like moms don't really, they're unaware of the things that happen postpartum, which inspired me to write my book, which is coming out in July, because I'm just like, so many women, we don't know about the postpartum body changes or like just the different aspects of like how to navigate through the journey. And it's just like so many different things, which is why it tends to affect our mental health. But
It does.
what I love that you mentioned was like you had your own experience. So you didn't like, oh, my friends did it. Like you used your own experience to figure out what's best for your family, which I really admire because oftentimes we try to compare our lives or try to be like, oh, let me do what such and such did, but then it doesn't work. You have to do what works for your household.
Exactly.
And it also made me think too, like, did you ever like compare your journey to women online, like on social media or anything? Or how did you navigate through that as well? Because I know you are on the social media platforms, so.
I definitely feel like I did, and I know for sure, I did when it came to like aesthetically what I thought it would be, because literally, and everyone, you know, can share. Excuse me. I always say that women are free to share their pregnancy and their experience how they desire. Like, no one owes me an explanation. No one owes anyone this, like, you know, one size fits all, like it's going terrible or it's going perfect. But generally, I feel like the look of it is this look of like perfection. It's like, oh, you're just so cute and your bump and you're so tiny and like, oh, you know, you style it this way. And is she wearing heels? Like, is she, you know, still being stylish? Like, all these things. And I feel like I always envisioned myself having that type of pregnancy, and I'm a former athlete, so I was really all belly for the most part. I was pretty small up until that like seventh, eighth month, you know,
Yeah,
when you're just like,
them last weeks to get
yeah.
you, ooh, that'll humble you.
I'm just like, wow, my stomach is getting very large. It's getting very large. I can't really fit much else in my closet. But I did compare myself, and I just, part of it was I wanted to have such a good experience that I could be a different narrative, especially for Black women, because I feel like there's already so many like negative stats about everything involving pregnancy, childbirth, aftercare, postpartum that surrounds us. So initially, my goal was just to really just like, you know what, if I like, if it's in your will, God, for this to just be a good experience, I would really love for that to be what I'm able to share. But it's also hard not to compare because it's like, well, you know, people have help. And then some girls were like, you know, you're on Instagram the moment the baby's here, or like you're having full photo shoots. And it's like, you know, I considered having a photographer, like a birth photographer, but everything was just moving so quickly. Like that wasn't even going to be an option. And it's like, when I think about it now, I'm so glad I didn't pay for that. Like, I'm so glad I wasn't like trying to make a production out of my birth because I was gonna put it online. So I think I had to just like, okay, number one, enjoy the pregnancy. Like, you wanted to be pregnant, like now you're pregnant. You know, your friends went ahead of you, which is good. So now you've got like, you know, people that are that you can like look to, etc. So I think it was just really learning to enjoy my experience. And then two, I was just so happy to be working from home because my old job was literally so toxic, so stressful. I didn't even care like what I did, honestly. I'm happy to be home. Like I can be in my loungewear. Like I'm comfortable. And this is mostly that was like really, really important to me. So I had to like pause and really think about like what did I ask God for? Like I wanted to, you know, find a new job where I could work from home. That was like number one priority for me when it came to having a child. Like I need to be flexible. I need to be able to work from home. I need to be able to move how I need to move. So you know, what did I ask God for? It wasn't about, you know, I didn't ask him to be like, oh, make me, you know, prop me up so I can be cute online. Like that's not what I asked him for. I really was just like, I want to be comfortable in pregnancy, which is what I, you know, had the fortunate opportunity to do and to be. And thank you, son. And it's just really, I think we forget sometimes it's like what we really want, and we take on the goals and aspirations of other people, especially online. And I feel like that's really been a big lesson for me just in general. It's like that person does it so well, and she may look glamorous, and she may have the full photo shoot and like whole situation, but like, is that actually my goal? Like, do I really, really want that? Like, technically, no. I feel like birth is. It's so beautiful, and I love that there are people who've captured it because those same videos are the ones that I may have watched to, you know, encourage me to, you know, have a home birth, do all these different things. But it's like, is that what I actually want? And I think it's just really leaning into, again, your goals, what's good for your household. Like, do I really want my vagina all over the internet? I'm not sure. You know, it just, in the grand scheme of things, it's not for me. Like, would I
And it's
have
like you
loved
never
to?
know what's going on in the background of people's home party. Even
Exactly.
though you can showcase it on social media, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Like, I don't
Exactly.
know if you ever seen like people who report in other people's homes and things like that, and then it turned out it's not there. So I always kind of reminded myself, like, you don't know what they did in order to do all of that. So don't feel bad
Exactly.
if you can't, you know, if you can't wear that cute outfit while you're pregnant, or you just all you can do is sit and be, then that's what you got to do.
Exactly. And it's like when it, with birth, it's like we all know it's so unpredictable. Like things can change so quickly. It's like, oh, I didn't want to be like all the way naked, but I'm in the bathtub, but I'm at home. Like I am all the way naked. Like I am trying to freaking push a baby out. I don't have time to be thinking about what I'm wearing and like all this extra stuff. So I think for me, as I got further along, it was just like, one, enjoy the pregnancy, but two, like, what do you actually want? Like, what did you actually ask God for? And I think it's great to see people live aspirational lives. And, you know, people may feel the same way about me, like, oh, she had this wonderful pregnancy and like her home birth. Like, you know, hopefully it's more inspirational versus like aspirational, but it's just like I just really wanted to enjoy it and love the experience. And I didn't ask him to prop me up and put me in photo shoot so I could have all this content to share. I just wanted to get the baby out at that point. So
yes, I understand, because I originally had with my first son, I was planning a home birth. I was during the home birth. I wasn't making as much progress, and girl, I was tired. Even though it was humbling that I was like, you know, I didn't get the birth experience, I ended up going to the hospital. But I was like, at least I know in different aspects I had different experiences.
Yes.
And if I could always tell people which one would it be, I would tell them do a home birth.
Yes, 100%. And I always say at least try, because I always tell women, I'm like, for some people it's not for them, like, and that's not to discourage them,
but
I'm like, for some people, I'm like, it's just not for you. Like, you gotta know, that goes back to knowing what's best for you. Like, I would love to do it, but that but maybe like, but I'm just not going to, but the pain is just too much, but I just don't have it in me. And that's totally
because we all have a plan till them contractions come. So I don't judge anybody, okay? Because them contractions, they'll try to take you out, you know.
They definitely I definitely questioned. There was one point where I was just like, babe, I'm not sure if I'm gonna make it through this. And he was like, we at home, like I don't know what to tell you. Like, because and another thing too, it's like my birth center was close, but the hospital that I would have needed to go to wasn't. So I really would have like had the baby in the car if I really was like, I'm just like, I really would not have made it. So it was really like, okay, like you're in it.
You are
in it. So it's either now or what you about to do. So
yes, I really appreciate you sharing that with us. And also my question would be, what advice would you give to a new mom right now?
I would say, enjoy listening to what is out there. Take it with a grain of salt, because though it may sound good, look good, may have been easy for the next person, your personal experience and journey with it will always be your own. Like, there is plenty of advice, there's plenty of people who do it this way, and yes, you can breathe through it and do the all these methods and ice, hold ice and all these things, and there's such great tips, but it's like you just really won't know until you're in it. And I just would encourage a new mom, just really listen to yourself, listen to your gut. Don't feel like you need to do something just to prove anything to anybody, especially other moms, especially on the internet. If they're in the social space, just really listen to yourself. Do what's best for you. Everyone's pain threshold is different, so don't feel like you need to, I labored for 102 hours and then finally had my baby with no, like, it's okay if 1 hour is too much. Like, 5 was a lot for me. So just really listen to yourself. Don't overdo it. Just enjoy your experience. It's yours and yours alone. It'll always be yours alone. No one, even all the advice in the world, can't change your own experience. And I would just encourage anyone that's watching this, listening to this, to just really just have the experience for yourself. Learn from it, you know, pray about it, talk to your partner about it, be on one accord with your partner. Like, if nothing else, make sure he's advocating for you, he, she, you know, whoever you're dating. Make sure that your partner is advocating for you, you know, have someone that can stick up for you. And, you know, write it down, write your plan down, what you would ideally like to happen. Whether or not it happens, it's okay, things change, and there's nothing wrong with you. If anything changes, everything is subject to change. So just
the biggest thing is having a healthy mom and a healthy baby.
Exactly.
That's what it all comes down to.
Exactly. That is the absolute most important. Exactly.
Yes. And where can the people find you?
You guys can find me. So I have a lifestyle blog. It's called Daily Dose of Luxury. I've had it for a while now. I'm figuring out my vibe with transitioning into motherhood content and, you know, sharing my journey in that space. Here's my son. You can find me on social media at _JasmineKreer, JazMyn. Actually, it's Jasmine Anderson. It's not even under my married last name, but that's a whole different subject. So _JasmineAnderson, a lot easier to find. And I'm on Threads under the same handle, Pinterest, Daily Dose of Luxury. I am in the lifestyle space and I love it. And I would love to connect with you guys.
Yes, and I'm going to drop it all in the comments too. Well, in the description, not the comments. I'm going to drop it in the description so that you guys can click and follow. But I do want to take a moment to thank you for your time to join in with us. And until next time, guys. Okay.